Well, good afternoon again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome along to another edition of Ireland Calling. And yes, it's another beautiful afternoon here in Auckland. And I have to say the weather is similar in Ireland. And, you know, there's lots of work being done. Turf is nearly saved in most parts of Ireland. And indeed, the hay and silage has been done now, mainly silage. Anyway, you're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group, wherever you're listening tonight. I hope that you can stay with us for the next hour. We'll bring you all the latest news from Ireland and we'll bring you good music. And we've a few requests going out for people in Ireland and New Zealand and a few people further afield as well. So we start off tonight with a song called The Old Bog Road. And there'll be plenty of old bog roads being walked on at the moment, as people are saving the turf over there in the west of Ireland and the west coast.
My feet are here on Broadway, this blessed harvest morn. But oh, the ache that's in them for the place where I was born. My weary hands are blistered from working cold and heat. But oh, to swing the scythe again in a field of Irish wheat. Had I the chance to journey back or own a king's abode, I'd rather see the hawthorn tree and the old bog road. My mother died last springtime when Ireland's fields were green. The neighbors said her waking was the finest ever seen. There were snowdrops and primroses piled high beside her bed, and Farron's church was crowded when the funeral mass was read. But here was I on Broadway, just building bricks by load, when they carried out her coffin down the old bog road. Now life's a weary puzzle, past finding out by man. I take the day for what it's worth and do the best I can. Since no one cares a rush for me, what need for me to mourn? I go my way and draw my pay and smoke my pipe alone. Each human heart must know its grief, though bitter be the load. So God be with you, Ireland, and the old bog road.
Johnny McEvoy there, and a song called The Old Bog Road. And you're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Welcome along. You're listening in Auckland on a Wednesday night, Christchurch Saturday night, Capley Coast, Wellington on Sunday. And you might be listening to us on Planet Audio and any day or night of the week. Welcome along. And I hope you can stay with me for the next hour, as I do each week here on the programme. I update you on numbers in Ireland, and thankfully Ireland's numbers are dropping all the time. So there's 16 people died yesterday with 51 new cases, bringing the total number of cases in Ireland now to 24,251. And of that, total number of deaths now is at 1,561, and people that have recovered from the virus, 19,470. And of course, this week was the start of restrictions being lifted, not quite as advanced as we are here in New Zealand, but certainly some shops and hardware centres were allowed to open. There's still quite a bit of time to go before the pubs will be opened. Some restaurants have been able to open as well, but of course many sports fixtures still cancelled. And at the opening of the programme tonight, we had James Last there with the Rose of Tralee. Of course, the Rose of Tralee Festival was cancelled a few weeks ago. So, and in fact, all the different regional finals around the world, they were all cancelled as well. So it'll be there won't be too many festivals of any description happening in Ireland over the next 6 to 9 months, or maybe even a year. And somebody said it could be this time next year before there'll be any, you know, big crowds at sporting fixtures in Ireland, or maybe even anywhere else in the world. But anyway, we'll bring you more news and everything, but we'll pack the COVID there. But sadly, most of the information all around Ireland relates to what's happening with COVID-19. Right, we're going to have a song here going all the way to Spain now. Many of you will know Milton Cassidy, and he lives in New Zealand, a member of the Irish Society in Auckland, but is living in Spain for part of the year. And his partner over there, Irene, is a doctor and working on the coal face, and has been for quite a few months. So they're listening in tonight in Spain, so we thought we'd play a song for Milton and Irene, and also play something with a Spanish connection. So here we have James Last with a song called Spanish Eyes. Yes, the James Last Orchestra there, in a piece of music entitled Spanish Eyes, going out especially to Irene and Milton listening to the programme in Spain. Hopefully you're enjoying this little bit of Irish culture each week, Milton and Irene. And the programme you're listening to is Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Lovely picture on the front of the Irish Independent on Tuesday, and it's headed The Sad Passage of Time. We have a picture of Sergeant Fergus Gawen who was famously photographed with Nora Nemolia in the kitchen of her home in Carrow in Galway in 2010. Well, he's back in that same kitchen yesterday watching Nora's funeral online with her brother Bartley, and obviously still, like New Zealand, only a limited number of people, 10 people allowed to go to funerals in Ireland. So obviously until there's less numbers of people being infected and with the virus, the numbers at funerals certainly won't be going up anytime soon. And there was an interesting interview on Morning Ireland yesterday with a number of people in the Limerick area who said they might as well have been living in Australia as living in Limerick when their dad died a few weeks ago, because they couldn't hug him and be with him on his final days before he died as a result of COVID-19. So as we know, the Irish, we like to celebrate people's lives in style when people die, and a funeral is a great way to do that, where people can meet and attend, you know, a requiem mass and the burial in the cemetery, and then go to the a pub or a community centre afterwards and share stories. And it's part of the healing as people die, and at the moment that's not happening indeed anywhere. Which is very, very hard to comprehend for some people. No government yet. There's talks. There was a bit of infighting and slagging going on over the weekend between Fáil, Fine Gael, but the two leaders seem to have got together on Monday and said, no, the talks are back on track. I see that the Green Party, there's members of the Green Party in Cork are urging their local member to challenge the leadership of Eamon Ryan. And obviously the Greens will be a very important part of forming the new government, because the government, when it'll be formed, will need at least 80 seats to be sure of a clear majority, but they want more than that. And it's important that the Greens, who are obviously in quite a lot of negotiating with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael at the moment, and they're getting quite a few of their policies up on the table and being agreed to if they go into government. But obviously nobody would have thought that there would be a leadership challenge as the party are working closely with Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael to try to form a new government. But there you go, it's happening here as well. I see some kind of challenge to the Simon the New Zealand National Party leader. He's obviously, there's a bit of a challenge going on there today, whether or not it will go through or not, we don't know. Right, we got a song going out here now. This is called Lonely Bannistran. I was talking to a man the other day, Kevin Breen, who lives down in Greymouth at the moment, originally from Gore, and his mother was from Annadown in Galway, and his father's people were from Kerry, and obviously connected to Dan Breen, and we'll play maybe that song Galty Mountain Boy later. But he said he'd love to hear Lonely Bannistran. So for Kevin down there in Greymouth, here you go. Rifles
ship and spoke, no Germans reach the shore. You are our empire's enemy, and so we bid you stand. No German foot shall ever pollute the lonely vast land. They sailed for Queenstown Harbor, said the Germans, we're undone. The British are our masters, man for man and gun for gun. We've 20,000 rifles here, which ne'er will reach the land. We'll sink them all and bid farewell to lonely Bannerstrand. The hour I see we're hunting for Sir Roger high and low. They found him at McKenna's fort, said they, you are our foe. He said, I'm Roger Casement, I've come to my native land to help to free my countrymen from lonely Bannerstrand. They took Sir Roger prisoner and they sailed for London town. And in the tower they lodged him as a traitor to the crown. Said he, I am no traitor, but his trial he had to stand for bringing German rifles to the lonely Bannerstrand. 'Twas in an English prison where they led him to his death. I'm dying for my country, he said with his last breath. He's buried in a prison yard far from his native land. And the wild waves sing his requiem on lonely Bannerstrand.
That's a singer called Barry Roberts singing all of there about Roger Casement and Lonely Bannerstrand. And that's a request going out to Kevin Breen, formerly a broadcaster himself down in the Gore direction, but now working over on the West Coast in the newspaper industry. And he'll be tuning into this programme this week. So, Kevin, hope you enjoyed that. And you'll be tuned in now every week to listen to the programme. And the programme Ireland Calling is brought to you here each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And there's a picture in today's Irish Times. Doggy paddle swimmers allowed back into the sea at Dublin Sea Point. And it shows a picture of Lola and Ted. They're the dogs, joined by Darina and Paul Maher as they went for a nearly dip in Sea Point yesterday. The well-known bathing area has reopened, having been out of bounds due to social distancing regulations. But I think the 40-foot has been used in recent weeks as well. Of course, there's a lot of excitement. Matt Damon, the actor, is living in Dalkey for the last few months, and nobody's been able to track him down to talk to him or interview him, because obviously he's there with his wife and children, and he's got their own teachers, so the children aren't missing out on an education while he's camped up there in Dalkey. But lo and behold, he rang a local station last week, in fact linked up with them on the Zoom kind of a call, and had a great chat with them. But he's certainly enjoying in Ireland, and he said how his daughter, from an older daughter, is still living in New York, and she did get the COVID, but she's recovered very well. But he's came to Ireland in late February for about 3 months, work on a new movie he's working on, but certainly loving around Dalkey. And he's meeting up with some of his mates that live around there as well, including Bono, who he's worked with on a project a number of years ago. What else is happening in Ireland? As I said, these negotiations are continuing about the formation of a new government. As I said, there might be a challenge to Eamon Ryan's leadership of the Green Party, and somebody is urging an MP or TD down in Cork to Catherine Martin to challenge him, and they feel that she'd be better able to stand up to Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael if a new government is formed, and if required she'd be wouldn't be willing to hang around too long and pull the plug. But I think it's the last thing government parties will want. They want this government, when it's formed, to go the full distance of 5 years, because there's going to be some very, very tough decisions to be made. And I see here another story in the Irish Times: government to seek approval for additional social welfare funding. Minister for Finance Pascal Dunne warns that the COVID-19 payments are likely to deplete 90% of the 8.6 billion budgeted by June. Sharp rise in cases related to outbreaks in meat processing plants is concerning as well, and certainly one or two meat plants, you know, they haven't adhered to the social guidelines and implemented changes that were needed, and it looks like that these are the meat processing plants where these people have got the virus, and many of the workers in the meat processing business in Ireland are all non-nationals, and many of them, after the day's work in a factory, go back to crowded flats and everything. So there's a big danger there. Right, we'll move on with Peggy Gordon and Donna Taggart.
Upon my knee, come.
lovely version of Peggy Gordon there by singer Donna Taggart, who's from County Tyrone, and you're listening to Ireland Calling. And as I said, the weather is quite good in Ireland, and of course there is water shortages in some parts of the country as well, because they haven't had much rain, and certainly we're in pretty bad situation here in the North Island, especially. I know Hawke's Bay farmers, they haven't had rain down there in southern Hawke's Bay since about November, and it's hard to remember when we've had 3 or 4 days of solid rain here in Auckland, and certainly we've restrictions underway now. Right, what else is happening over there? Well, on the sporting front, not a lot, and it could be some time before any form of sport gets underway. I think a few golfers went out the other day and played somewhere, and golf courses in Ireland were allowed open this week, so there's a chance there. There's a profile in the Independent today of the man that lived a champagne lifestyle after introducing heroin to Ireland, and this guy was called Larry Dunn, and he certainly was in the news a lot in the 80s in Ireland. And I'm pretty sure he lived up around Drimnagh, up around that direction. Lovely story in yesterday's paper about, I think it's Billy Walsh is his name, but he's an 86-year-old man that got the COVID. He's from Castlebar in County Mayo, but he came through, and he said it was tough going, but he's glad to be back home with his family. And what else here? Pádraig Harrington, I see him taking off his cap. These people are the real heroes. Host of sports stars back our call to honour courageous workers. Host of sports stars and former winners of the Irish Independent Sports Star of the Week have backed the Independence initiative to honour the country's frontline workers, which is very, very good. And what else is happening? I see that Normal Life is getting lots of publicity in Ireland, and of course that programme is on TV on Z on demand here in New Zealand. And of course the farming, great weather for farming in Ireland. Lots of farmers getting ready to cut silage at the moment, although a little bit more rain and a bit more heat would have been good, so that the crops would have been better. But anyway, it's a busy time of the year, and sadly in the last week there's been three tragedies, one in Cork, one in Donegal, and a young mother and daughter killed in Bushmills, all related to farm accidents. In fact, there's been 9 in total since the beginning of May, even though there's just every year there is awareness programs put out there for people to be careful, whether it's with machinery or with animals or just people driving along the roads, when obviously there's more traffic, especially you know, tractors and heavy machinery at this time of the year. Right, what are we going to go for this time here? We'll have a look here. We'll see Francis Black. No, we'll go Hot House Flowers. This is it, and we'll do Francis next.
You've been disturbed from your sleep. You've been laid down on the floor, looking around for your family. Now your body's tired and sore. Well, there's wristlets on the wall. There's an answer on the street. And if you take the time to listen, there's a chance you will meet.
Yes, that's Hot House Flowers there, and a lovely song called This Is It. And we've passed the 35-minute mark here. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you each week with the support of the Hugh Green Group. And hopefully you're enjoying the programme, whether you're listening in Ireland, Australia, England, Holland, Spain, or New Zealand, or anywhere else around the world. I hope you're enjoying this programme, being coming to you from my home office here in Takapuna on a beautiful sunny Wednesday afternoon. And looks like the sun is going to shine here for another week. No sign of any rain coming for a while yet as we get back to near normality in terms of out and about and being able to go to restaurants but keeping your distance in New Zealand. But I know Ireland is still quite a bit to go before some restrictions. In fact, you can't get you won't be able to get a haircut till July in Ireland at this stage. Well, that's from an official hairdresser. There's lots of people taking out the old handpiece and getting haircuts at home, and certainly lots of people, as we saw last week here, the barbers and hairstylists were very busy as a result of we moving down to level 2. And of course here tomorrow the pubs in New Zealand get the chance to get back in business again, with social distancing being the key priority there. Hopefully that'll work well. After 3 or 4 pints, you know, people get close to each other, and we know that the pubs are a great place for meeting. This is the big thing that's happening in Ireland. Some people are saying that it's not just a place to go to drink, it's a place for people where they can meet and socialise, and very important, especially for people that live on their own, especially in rural areas. They just loved to go to the local pub and meet their fellow farmers or fellow country people, you know, after a hard day's work on the farm, and maybe have a drink or two. I know that the laws around drinking have, you know, been cut back. If you're even have one drink, you're probably over the limit. And if you're caught over the limit, your car's taken off you instantly and you're fined. So there was some tough rules that came in there last year. I see Donegal Callaghan. He'd love to see Ronan O'Gara in the Munster setup. I think O'Gara is back. He's at La Rochelle Rugby Club, but of course no rugby being played and probably unlikely. They are trying to get some soccer matches up and running. Celtic were declared the winners of the Scottish Premiership at the weekend, or in fact on Monday. But Liverpool have to win 2 more games before they can claim the title, and they're trying to work out where these games will be played, whether they'll be played at neutral venues in the UK. We're just waiting to find out about that. Right, we'll take on down the road again, and we'll play the second song, Galty Mountain Boy, all about Dan Breen, especially for his cousin Kevin down there in Greymouth. Come on, Paddy.
I drive the flying column in 1916. With John Moylan in Tipperary with Dan Breen, arrested by Free Staters and sentenced for to die. Farewell to Tipperary, said the gal. Mountain boy, we went across the valleys and over the hilltops green, where we met with Danny Lacey, Sean Hogan, and Dan Breen. Tipperary, said the Galty Mountain Boy. We trekked the Wicklow Mountains, we were rebels on the run. Oh, hunt
turn me to the men who fought for their liberty and died without a sign. May their cause be ne'er forgotten, said the Galilee Mountain.
Riley there and the Galty Mountain Boy, and that going out especially for a new listener down there on the West Coast, Kevin Breen. And I know that song was a favourite of the late Barney McCall. And so wherever you're listening, I hope you're enjoying the programme. See a headline in the Irish Times saying nursing homes must be made a thing of the past. Older people have moral right to live in the community and be free of institutions. And we know that, you know, most of the people that died, over 60% of them in Ireland, were in nursing homes. And, you know, I know it's hard. Some people, they cannot cope. They're not able to deal with a sick family member. But I think people moving into these rest homes, there's a call maybe that they become too institutionalised. So it's a tough one. But certainly, I know when I was growing up, you know, there was no rest homes. People looked after their elderly members of their family in their own homes. And, you know, their sons or daughters looked after them, but their grandsons and granddaughters did as well. And whether it'll go back to that, I don't know. I know it's a big business here. There's rest homes and nursing homes. You know, they're a very lucrative business for the people that get involved with them. And it's quite expensive, you know, to have a loved one in a nursing home. I know they're getting well cared for, and it suits some people. But this headline here says nursing homes must be made a thing of the past. And I think that's in response to, obviously, what's happened as a result of COVID-19. Billions extra sought next week to help cover the coronavirus payments. I mentioned that Minister O'Donoghue said that TDs face COVID conundrums with confusing new guidance. Government was advised against recommending cloth face masks. Obviously, anybody going out in Ireland in a public place or in public transport are advised to wear face masks. And whether we've got enough of them, I'm not really sure. But yet again, in the Irish Times, Ryan may face challenge for leadership of Green. Women in jobs have healthier babies than homemakers, according to a study. There you go. Ombudsman sees spike in complaints about public bodies. Normal people, Connell still can't speak in complete sentences. This is a guy, obviously, that's in the Normal People production, which is on here on TV and Z on demand. And finally, before we take the next bit of music, hard to socially distance yourself from Amazon. Despite criticism, how it treats workers, the company is having a good pandemic. I think the owner of Amazon is probably, his wealth has increased probably 20 or 30% in the last few weeks because so many people are getting their products via Amazon. Right on, we're off now this time, and we will go with Francis Black on Grafton Street.
You're the one I never thought.
Francis Black there, and on Grafton Street, and hopefully Grafton Street will get back to what it's like there. She describing in the song around Christmas, a great place to be. A very expensive street, and one shop that won't be there after lockdown is the Bewley's Cafe, which is halfway up Grafton Street. It just can't you know, break even, make money and pay the exorbitant rent of 1.5 million euro a year. And the property developer that owns the building, he says, well, he had an offer of somebody, a clothing shop, that wanted to pay more than 1.5 million a year 2 years ago, but he let Bewley's continue with their lease. And they're complaining now that they can't afford it. They want a rent reduction, and he's saying no. So what will happen, Bewley's, we'll just have to wait and see. Right, well, the first time I've seen bubbles mentioned in Ireland is in the paper, Irish Independent today. What's a social double bubble? How safely do you create one? And it story has a nice picture of our Prime Minister and her partner Clark and baby Niamh. And obviously she was the woman that started the talk about bubbles and how it's worked. We've been used to the bubble world here for the last few weeks. Sad news here. It looks like the last Moore Street Cafe may be turned into a bookmaker's office. Ladbrokes plan would replace Anne's Bakery with the third bookies outlet on the historic street. Well, you know, as one of the other shopkeepers there said, it'll be detrimental to developing a 1916 commemorative centre on the street if we have three bookmakers. What they need three bookmakers in the same street for is beyond me. And I suppose, you know, when people get back working again and there's football on, there's soccer on, there's horse racing and everything, people will be obviously back betting again. It's a big, big industry. But Grafton Street, or Moore Street, has been just an iconic street in Dublin. Certainly not the numbers there that were there when I was in Dublin, you know, on a Saturday, even any day of the week, but especially at the weekends. Saturday, it was chock-a-block there with street traders. Anyone out for the last of the orange apples or bananas, and they sold other bits and pieces and stuff. But obviously, rents there are probably expensive as well, and Anne's Bakery and Restaurant may not be able to afford the rent that's probably required to keep that business going there. In Moore Street down there off Henry Street down on the north side of Dublin as you went over the Harbour Bridge or the O'Connell Street Bridge. And I see where a church tribute has a wall of 19 crosses. No, they have crosses for the COVID-19 dead, all the people that have died in Ireland. And this is in Ballally in Dublin. So the red bricks of the Church of the Ascension of the Lord are decorated with over 200 palm white crosses in memory of all the people that have died. It looks very nice, and lots of pictures in the paper today. Right, we've still time for a bit more music. We'll get another song or two in before the end of the programme. And if you fell asleep and you woke up and you wonder what you're listening to, you're listening to Ireland Calling, broadcasting here on Planet FM in Auckland on a Wednesday night. So a bit of Daniel now for you next.
Way life holds nothing dear but you. The smiles that once you gave to me, I scarcely ever see them now. Though many, many times I see a darkening shadow on your brow.
Donald there, and I'll take you home, Kathleen. And that's obviously bringing us to the end of another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Wherever you're listening, I hope you've enjoyed the programme tonight. Nice to probably hear some nice music and not too much news about COVID on a national news programme. It's certainly dominating all the news and news media around the world, and certainly how things have changed in the last few months since New Zealand locked down back in March, and of course Ireland as well. So, but hopefully, you know, the big hope is that a vaccine could be found. But I listened to an Irish medical expert yesterday, and he said it could be years before a vaccine is found for the virus. He said the Ebola vaccine took over 4 years to be developed. So he's not saying it was going to take that long to have something developed to combat COVID-19, but these things don't happen very, very quickly, like the man in the US who's taking the malaria tablet at the moment is thinking that, you know, we'll have a cure before too long. We'll just have to wait and see. Righto, we'll leave you tonight with another bit of Spanish music. If Milton and Irene are still listening, I hope you enjoyed the programme. For me, Oliver Lee, good night, goodbye, and God bless.